This is St. Louis Public Radio. Sam Koster had an unusual inspiration for his latest hit computer game, his fight against cancer. Willis writer Arnold spoke with the game designer and his brother about what the disease taught them about playing and winning.
Computer game developer Sam Koster is going to tell you about getting cancer. First, there were the symptoms, like hallucinations.
A huge blood dragon literally explode out of my chest and then burst through the wall and go flying off into the sky.
Then there was exhaustion.
I'd wake up at 9, I'd have to drink like two whole French presses full of coffee.
And escalating fights with his brother, Seth.
Where we usually were sort of laughing about stuff and just constantly bantering back and forth during the day, it slowly transitioned into a lot more argument, a lot more sort of tension and grind.
Then came the diagnosis, which was pretty crazy.
Stage 4B. So there's no more stages past that. And the doctors were actually very confused that I was even there, like awake and alive in the first place. And then also were very confused when they found out that I'd run 4 miles 2 days prior, because apparently my spleen and my liver, which are normally like kind of tucked under your rib cage, were so burdened with tumors that they had sort of fallen and pushed into my pelvis.
Sam works with his brother Seth, who's also one of his best friends and one of the only people Seth knew in St. Louis at the time.
Every important person in my life at that moment was sort of wrapped up in him. So it's kind of like everybody in my life got cancer at once is kind of what it felt like.
The diagnosis was a turning point for Sam and Seth, so they decided to scrap the game they'd been working on.
I just sort of said, you know, this should not be the last thing I make before I die, frankly. This is not good enough.
They decided to develop Crashlands, a multi-platform video game that works on your phone or computer. It follows an interstellar delivery person as they crash on an alien planet and try to transport packages across the universe. The main character builds things.
I can build walls, I can make furniture.
And fights bosses. The game became a refuge for Sam.
The game is designed specifically to deliver a feeling of awe and wonder and immersion. So it's literally designed to be the place that I wanted and needed to go during cancer treatment.
And for Seth, this kind of digital struggle actually helps people in real life.
It's all about putting obstacles and challenges and difficulties in front of the player and giving them the tools that they need to overcome it. It's meaningful to people because there are a lot of things that they're dealing with in their day-to-day lives that they may not have the tools to overcome. And with a game, you know, it's designed so that you can win.
And this approach seems to have worked. The brothers released the game last week to record-breaking reviews and high sales, but the market success isn't the most important thing to Sam and Seth. Sure, they'll take the accolades, but it's the response of other sick people that matters most. One player reached out to the brothers from the UK.
He said even when he was throwing up violently because of his chemo, all he really wanted to be doing was playing Crashlands. So, you know, that was the point. That was the point of the whole thing. And if you play it and you don't know the backstory, you would have no idea.
It's brought Sam a kind of peace.
Hearing someone say that it was helping them in an identical situation in a really powerful way meant that that goal of making something more meaningful for everybody else to enjoy when I would be gone had been something that we were able to, in a 2-year span, bring to fruition.
Since beginning the project, Sam and Seth have brought their third brother into the business. Sam is in remission and had a bone marrow transplant. He's doing well at the moment, and the brothers are already working on their next set of games. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.